Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Courtney Thomas with your local news latest. A plan to cap coal prices to help bring down power bills is set to spark a debate at National Cabinet this week. The federal government's proposed state governments impose a cap on coal prices as a part of a bid to bring down wholesale energy costs. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queensland is Australia's energy powerhouse and there needs to be adequate compensation.
As I said in the Parliament last week, and I've stuck to my guns in relation to this, we would have to be very, very convinced that no Queenslander would be worse off.
Investigations continue after a man died from injuries sustained in an alleged deliberate hit and run at Withcott last month. According to police, the man was deliberately struck along Toowoomba Connection Road shortly after 3 p.m. on November 20. The 33-year-old was airlifted to a Brisbane hospital where he died on Saturday. A 46-year-old Rockville man was charged in relation to the matter. Meanwhile, the Forensic Crash Unit's been tasked with an investigation after a two-vehicle crash which claimed the life of an elderly Wilsonton man. On Saturday, a Holden Cruise was travelling along James Street when a collision occurred with a motorcycle. The rider, a 76-year-old man, was transported to Toowoomba Base Hospital in a critical condition where he died yesterday, while the driver of the sedan, a 26-year-old woman and a 6-year-old passenger, were uninjured in the incident. And finally, we've been urged to put down the laptop and do our shopping around town this year. The Toowoomba Chamber of Commerce president says we're lucky enough to have everything we need for Christmas available right here. Kate Venables adds that it could be a real boost for local businesses still recovering from the pandemic.
But here in our CBD and more broadly around Toowoomba, we have got amazing businesses selling beautiful gifts. And whether they are gifts that are going to get wrapped up, whether they're vouchers that are going to get spent.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.